Chapter 21. Set the example. Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus. Paul, Colossians 3:17. Several years ago, I read an article about the late Billy Graham, arguably one of the greatest evangelists ever. Once, when he was asked, "Are you a Christian?" Billy Graham responded with, "I try to be." That gave me a lot of hope because there are days when I feel like I need to try much harder than others. I got a great Mother's Day card from my daughter, handmade in the style of the quarantine during the pandemic of 2020 when we were all ordered to stay home. In it, she extolled what she thought were my greatest virtues. "Thank you, sweetie." In her adjective, she listed godly and then added in parenthesis, "most of the time." I loved it because it just shows I am still a work in progress. "Preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words," is often attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. Whether he said this or not, I love the picture it paints in my mind. The point is that I could be the only Christian that some people will ever see. Therefore, I often ask myself these important questions. How am I living my life? Am I living it to the glory of God? Am I living it as a representative of the Lord Jesus? I also ask myself, will people be drawn to the Lord because of my lifestyle? In my opinion, that is an impossible standard. That is why God sacrificed his only son to save me from my wrongdoings. I understand that I must strive to do my best, even though I will never be perfect. I must not compare myself to others, but rather strive to be more like God. One morning, I was up early, sitting outside, and there was a bunch of what looked like ordinary blackbirds roosting in the trees. As the day was breaking, I was overcome by the beauty of the various tunes of those simple birds. They all looked the same from a distance, but each of them was singing a slightly different tune. It occurred to me that we humans are just like those birds. All of us have a different song to sing, a song that's been given to us by our Creator. Only you can sing that song, and no one else can do it as well as you. My notes have changed over the years as I've grown in my faith, and God willing, they will continue to change as I grow and change. I imagine that your song is yet to be sung. We humans have been given gifts by our Creator to use to build up the family of God. It is according to God's grace that we have been given these gifts. We had nothing to do with what these gifts are. In a letter to the Romans, 12:3, we are instructed by Paul to not think more highly of ourselves because we have these gifts, but rather to be modest in our thinking and judge ourselves according to the amount of faith that God has given us. All of our gifts are important to God's community of faith, and we must each perform according to the gifts we have been given. As we present our bodies to God as a living sacrifice, we are to be a blessing to others, using those gifts with which we have been blessed. All humans have gifts, not so much for our sake, but for the sake of others. A gift is not a gift unless it's given to someone else. We are like an apple tree which produces fruit, not for its own consumption, but for the consumption of others. The Lord has given you gifts so that you can bless others by ministering to them. The life of discipleship comes not in isolation, but in process of ministering to others. So what are these gifts? How do we get them, and how do we use them? Paul lists seven gifts in Romans 12, which are prophesying, serving, teaching, encouraging, contributing to each other's needs, sharing, leadership, and showing mercy. Throughout the New Testament, there are a total of 23 specific gifts, and then others that can be deduced. If you do not know what yours are, you can take a spiritual gifts test or take a class. Try Googling it and see how many websites there are. There's also another way. What makes you feel good to do for the body of Christ or for an individual person? Well, that is probably your spiritual gift. Our spiritual gifts may or may not be our talents. For example, a person who is a teacher by profession may have the spiritual gift of hospitality and not the spiritual gift of teaching. If you have the gift of teaching, you have it so that others can be taught spiritual truths. If you have the gift of mercy, you have it because there are so many people who are afflicted. But you may or not be in the nursing profession. If you have the gift of prophesying, it is because someone needs to hear the truth. If you have the gift of encouraging, it is because there are so many in need of a word of hope. What have you been given that you can use for the body of Christ? Let's go back to the quote that begins this chapter. Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus. How am I using the gifts given to me? Do I continually use the gifts with which I have been blessed to be a role model for others? Am I representing the Lord Jesus in all that I do? Most times, my answer would be similar to Billy Graham's. I try, but I don't always make it.